Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
I'm sorry, who are you?
We are
Yes. I received a bill, and I don't know who you are, Rachel. Could you please tell me what company this is?
We are a third-party call center. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies. So it's actually many different products and services.
I am sorry. I have no information to give to you because I don't know this your company. I received a bill from my MasterCard account statement that I have purchased 1, 2, 3 items from you, and I have not. I don't even know who you are.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to assist, but because it's 400 online companies, I would have to use some of your information to access an account from the database.
Okay. Tell me what you need.
If you would please provide your zip code and your name.
My name? Margo. Margo, M-A-R-G-O. Babikian, B-A-B-I-K-I-A-N.
Okay. Pardon me. Thank you for that. And if you'd also please provide your zip code.
My what?
Your zip code.
Code.
Yes, ma'am. The five digits at the end of your address, the zip code.
Oh, I see. 91107. The zip code. You're asking for a zip code.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, 91107.
Okay, and thank you. And one moment, please.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, it'll be just a moment here. All right. For security purposes, please verify your address.
1635 Carriage House Road, Pasadena, California, 91107. By the way, on my bill here, on my account statement, I have the name of a company which says Get Inspired Tech.
Okay, I wouldn't be able to provide information based on the name that shows by your charge. We have the actual name of the company in the account.
Okay.
So it'll let me know what the charge is.
Thank you. I've never heard of it. I must say that in the past, there was a fraud activity with this account of mine, and I thought they took care of it. This is MasterCard, and I'm going to call them too. But maybe you can do your part first, and then I'll call them.
Okay. Well, just in following with protocol, I have located an account that shows your first and last name. And let's see.
Margot Babikian.
Right. It does show your first and last name, and it does show your address as well as
yes.
Shipping and the billing address?
Yes.
So let me take a look at what it shows here. All right. I have to identify the products. It shows that you're calling us about the Vital Care Keto Gummies. It's a product that increases your metabolism for fat burning. And it also shows the Vital Care Cleanse. It pairs with it and detoxifies your system.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, there are three charges over there. Do you have the three charges? I thought I took care of that. There are two charges, three charges, Do you have the amounts, Rachel? $697,
okay.
$597. Can you tell me the charges, please? $109.94.
Okay, I will start with the beginning. The $6.97 was shipping and handling that was paid for the Vital Care Keto Gummies. That was on 5/17.
Okay.
And the $5.97 was the shipping and handling paid for the Vital Care Cleanse. That was on the same date.
Okay.
First terms and conditions, it started a trial offer there.
Is this going to continue?
No, I can go ahead and close it out. No worries with
Will you please, Rachel, please close it up?
All right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, this was a, while I'm getting it closed out there, it was a 7-day trial offer, which means you get a chance to try the product out first. It is a limited time only where the product is free. You basically have to contact customer service within no later than that time period so that you don't get billed and enrolled into the auto shipment. So the $109.94 and the $99.97, those are called end of trial charges. You get billed for the 30-day supplies that were already shipped out to you.
Okay.
And
when do I call and what do I tell them?
Okay, when do you call who?
Who do I call for these $109.94 and $99.97?
You're speaking with the call center.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes,
okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So the account needs to be canceled first. That's effective today. It does cancel all future charges and all future shipments, and you don't have anything. Let's see. All right. These end of trial charges, it shows, was billed on last month, on May the 24th. So
yes.
You would have been scheduled for another shipment on auto ship about the 24th of this month. So you don't have anything else that's on its way to you? You were charged for
yes.
The initial products there. All right. So let me see what we can do to assist there, since you didn't quite understand about the trial offer.
No, not at all. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful to me.
You're welcome, ma'am. Let's see. Excuse me. Pardon me. Just trying to make sure here. All right, so I'm sorry about that delay. Now, I can provide you with a 35% refund. Just trying to find out the courtesy that I can offer to you. It would be 35% of the $109.94 and 35% of the $99.97.
So what will be, will I have a debt to this company? What do I owe them? How much will I owe them?
Yeah, you would owe the remainder. Let me process the 35% refund to kind of give you an idea there. Let's see, $109.97. Pull that back up. I'm sorry, $109.94. That was wrong. I have to clear that whole thing out. $109.94, 35%. All right, so what you would be refunded for the $109.94 would be $38.48. And $109.94, 38.48. So that would leave a balance on that charge of $71.46.
So I must pay $71.46.
That would be the balance for that $109.94. And let's see. Let me get back to the other one here. $59.97. All right, so 35% of the $59.97 would be $20.99. Excuse me. And that would leave a balance of $38.98 on that second charge.
Okay. And what do I do now?
Okay, if you're accepting those refunds, I can go ahead and get those processed. And with the account already canceled, there's no future billing or shipping of any other products.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I didn't know this. Okay.
Do I have to pay anything now?
Well, I guess whenever your statement would come out.
I got the statement.
Okay.
But am I going to get a new one after your calculations?
Your statements are probably, well, it takes 3 to 5 business days, I guess, the best way to explain it. In 3 to 5 business days, you'll see the refunds. So
there will
be adjustments made to your balance then on your card once the refunds reflect back.
Okay, I must pay this by July the 2nd, so I do have time to get another statement, right?
We don't know your statement closing date, ma'am, so just according to whenever the statement closing date is and you get another statement, then you can... Really, I'm not the best person to make a recommendation, but in 3 to 5 business days is when it takes for the credits to show back up.
Okay, I will wait. I will wait, and I will see what will happen. And I can always call back MasterCard, right, to make sure, because you have done your part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not well, you know that we're not MasterCard, but...
Yes, I know.
Yes, ma'am. If you have a question, though, about the refunds, probably best thing to do would be to call us here.
Okay.
All right, so can I get that process for you? And what I'll do is try to work it out so that you can be refunded 50% of it.
Well, thank you so very much. That's very kind of you. I don't know any of these. You probably don't expect an 82-year-old to know all of these things.
Yes, ma'am. So let me... All right, so with the 50% refund... It'll be $54.97.
Okay.
On that $109.94 charge.
Okay.
Okay, let me take a look at something else here. Oh, my number lock is off. $54.97. All right, I'm just waiting for it to tell me that it has processed. All right, so for the $54.97, I have your refund number.
Okay.
That is R.
Yes, I'm writing it down. Yes.
Okay. 107.
107.
252.
252. Okay.
And
I'm sorry I took too much of your time, but I'm very thankful.
Oh, no, you're fine, and I did an incorrect computation. That second charge was not $59.97. It was $99.97. So
okay.
With 50% of that, let's see, that will be $49.99.
Okay,
49.99. All right, so it is processing. All right, so for that refund of $49.99, and that was for the cleanse, the refund
yes.
confirmation is R?
Yes.
106?
106.
736.
736.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so very much, Rachel. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you.
You are most welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good rest of your evening.
The very same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.